It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, Rob. Good morning, all the listeners this morning.
Glad to have you out with us. And LeBron, here it is. Not quite Thanksgiving, but Mayo Park is still open for business. If you want to go down and camp, walk the nature trail, play horseshoes, play the disc golf course, you're welcome to do all of these things. If you want to go ahead and reserve a cabin or maybe an RV site for 2022 or maybe 2023, LeBron, people are allowed to do just that, correct?
That is correct, Rob. I had a lady call me yesterday. I know for a fact it was June 17th weekend. So I know for a fact as of now the whole campground is open that weekend besides one site. But I'm pretty sure between now and then it will get booked up. So as Rob stated, yes, please go ahead and look ahead, plan ahead, because it's, we will book up quick if history repeats itself like it has been doing for the past, really since COVID has hit, Rob. COVID has put camping at an all-time high, boating at an all-time high. Now, during the week, it's pretty much open. When I say during the week, I'm talking maybe Sunday through Wednesday, it's pretty much open. But once the weekend's hit, you know, I always say the weekend warriors, they're coming out and they're there for the weekend. So plan ahead. We are still open now, as long as, you know, weather permitting, and, you know, as long as no major hiccups or nothing, we are open all winter long. I do have some campers now that's been camping with us on the weekend. So it's not too cold yet, but, you know, a lot of people enjoy the fall camping, enjoy the fall foliage. The leaves at Mayo are at an all-time high, peaking wise, pretty, you know, as far as the colors. I've had a few people come out and take pictures and send them to me, some very nice pictures. You know, my thing is, you know, you can, instead of going to the mountains to see the fall colors, you can, you know, come right on down the road, come right on down 49 and see some of the fall foliage we got out there. So just give us a call if you got any questions at 597-7806.
It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. LeBron, we was talking a little bit about Mayo Park. Have you had a lot of folks out that way fishing recently?
Rob, it's been hit and miss. You know, last week we had those nice warm days, so a lot of people did come out last week and enjoy those days. I'm pretty sure I counted, while I was out there, it was at least 10 to 15 boats out there on those two couple days. But yesterday, it was not one boat out there at all yesterday. I guess, you know, because it was, one for one, it was very windy.
Yeah.
But two, it was cool. So wind and a boat don't really get along a lot. So yes, Rob, the fishing is so right now. You got to halfway know what you're doing this time of year. It's not like fishing, speaking on bass fishing, it's not like fishing in March and April and May this time of year. March and April and May is when the spawn is going on. It's a lot easier to catch fish. But this time of year, Rob, you got to halfway know what you're doing out there. You got to keep up with them because the bass have moved out deeper to deeper waters. So just but to answer your question, still fishing, man. You can come out of the day and have a good day, but a good bad day of fishing beats the end of the day being at home.
Absolutely. Now, LeBron, for folks that maybe want to come out during the week and rent a paddleboard or something, even though it's getting cooler, it may be some folks that just want to get out on a paddleboard, a canoe or kayak. You won't get wet that way if all goes well. They can call ahead and reserve them for rent. But now if they're wanting to rent one on the weekend, you all are not physically there on the weekend. So is it any way that they could work out a rental for the weekend?
Unfortunately, it's not, like you said, you know, we're not there on the weekend. So, you know, if you're camping with us, that's a little bit different. But if you want to just show up for the weekend, you know, or say, hey, I'm coming Saturday and I would like a canoe or kayak, unfortunately, we can't do that because we're just physically not there. No one be there to give it to you. I don't really think nobody be on a paddleboard this time of year because that's a gamble. And you're 9 times out of 10, you're going to fall off or you're going to have to get wet. So with canoes, I had a guy come out last week and get a canoe. So canoes and kayaks both are still available. So yes, we're there every day this time of year until 5 o'clock. So, but fortunately, we're not there on the weekends. Likewise with camping, if you want to camp with us, you know, just know we're not there physically on the weekends.
336-597-7806. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. We've been talking the last couple of breaks about Mayo, always something fun going on there at Mayo Park, 1013 Newell Store Road. That is the address for the Education and Environment Building. And speaking of that, I want to let you know that that building is available for rent, whether it's a wedding, family reunion, maybe just a get-together. It's a really nice building there, and birthday parties, things like that. And you can also rent the amphitheater there at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806 for more information. Now, LeBron, you all are still having Tai Chi classes there on Monday night. Is that correct?
That is correct, Rob. We're still offering Tai Chi classes at Mayo every Monday, Monday evening. I think it starts at 5:30 or 6, but just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information or to sign up for Tai Chi classes at Mayo. The guy, the instructor comes in, he does a very good job. I think it's only like a good hour, but I've heard nothing but good things that come from him. So if you're into Tai Chi or want to just try Tai Chi, come on out to Mayo on Monday evenings and try it. I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Well, now, LeBron, tell me a little bit of information, and of course you'll be sharing it with the listening audience, about Snacks with Santa.
Yes, sir, Rob. This is something different we're going to try this year on December the 14th at the Person County Office Building. So you have a good month between now and December the 14th to have Snacks with Santa, and it's from 5:30 to 7:30. You may be saying, what exactly is Snacks with Santa? Basically, you come in there with exactly what it says. We'll have some snacks with Santa Claus. We'll have some good warm drinks, your paint some ornaments, make Christmas ornaments for the Christmas tree, you sip on hot chocolate, and many other different things that will be going on that day. But needless to say, just remember the date, December the 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Person County Office Building. It's for ages 5 through 9. So it's not for us adults, but it's mainly for the kids, ages 5 through 9. It's just a small $10 registration fee. But please give us a call to get signed up for it. Like anything else, we need a certain amount of people to sign up for this right here and to come on out so we can have a good time with it. Again, Snacks with Santa, you must be between the ages of 5 and 9, December the 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Person County Office Building.
So a lot of things going on. Be sure to log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron, we have talked about this several weeks, and I'm not sure when the deadline is. You may know, but the Parks and Rec Department has a special deal on tickets to go see the Hurricanes play hockey in February, and they have a special deal on these tickets, but they have to sell so many tickets before they can more or less hold up their end of the bargain, so to speak. But people can go ahead and purchase these tickets, and they would make a wonderful gift for that hockey fan, and especially if they are a Carolina Hurricanes fan. And I know, LeBron, you've said that you're not particularly a hockey fan, but you have been to all one of the games, and you thoroughly enjoyed it. What date is that game coming up?
It's It's February 27th, Rob. As Rob said, we do have tickets on sale to go to the Carolina Hurricanes hockey game. The tickets are $83, but, you know, that you may be saying, dang, $83 is a lot of money, but if you were to pay full price, you would pay a whole lot more than $83. You're saving over $100. Again, as Rob said, it's not until February 27th against the I forgot which team, but needless to say, it's the Oilers. But we do have tickets available. We need at least 20 people to sign up and tell us that they want to come. So as Rob says, so we can get this special discounted price. So if you're into hockey or just want to start something or start going to hockey games, I can guarantee the atmosphere, you will not be let down. It's definitely something to see. It's definitely very exciting. With Christmas coming up, as Rob said, this is a good Christmas gift for someone. Just give us a call at the main office at 597-1755 for more information to ask about the tickets or to get to mainly just get information about the tickets. Again, the game is not until February, but we need at least 20 people to sign up for it to get this special ticket price for $83.
All righty. Now, LeBron, if you would give us a little bit of information about the new group fitness that's going to be starting up on the 29th, I believe you said.
That is correct, Rob. So that's in a couple Mondays from now, the Monday after Thanksgiving. We do have a new session of group fitness that's starting up. You know, a lot of people, you know, make the New Year's resolutions, and I'm going to eat better, I'm going to start exercising. Well, you don't have to wait to the new year. We do have a new session of group fitness starting up the Monday after Thanksgiving, which is November the 29th. Just give us a call at 597-1755 to sign up for this right here to get information. It is a great class. The teacher is amazing that teaches it. And, you will not feel uncomfortable in there. I guarantee you the teacher will make you feel comfortable and won't it. So, again, a new session of group fitness, November the 29th, will be starting up.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning and sharing some good news about the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough. Yes. And Person County.
My pleasure. You all listeners have a great day.